Welcome to the Stephen Mansfield Podcast.
Welcome to the Stephen Mansfield Podcast. It is great to have you with us, where we look at our times through the lens of history, through the lens of faith, through the lens of character, and through the lens of leadership. I want to do something special and something different in this particular podcast, because something happened here just recently that's much debated and discussed in the press. And I've got people from all over the world writing me, asking me what in the world is going on and what do you think? Well, it'll be good for us to talk this way. And let me tell you why. It has to do with an action on the part of President Joe Biden, and one that I deeply resent. And I have said so in a single tweet, now an X posting. And so people are not coming at me angrily. Don't misunderstand. But they're asking me to explain. And I think it's important that I do explain because of the diverse audience I have for this podcast. One of the things I consider a great badge of honor is that I have members of the British Labour Party who listen to this podcast. I have both Democrats and Republicans and Greenpeace people listening to this podcast. I've got people very diverse, Christians, atheists, Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, all over the world. I'm grateful for all of you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you know that I'm a Christian, know that I'm a conservative, but nevertheless, like hearing me reason things out on the air. And that's what I'm going to do in this episode. So thanks for being here, and understand that I'm going to take a little bit more of a stand, a little bit less teacher, and a little bit more advocate in this particular situation. All right. So just before Easter, and I'm recording this the day after Easter, April 1, 2024, Easter was March 31st, 2024. And just before Easter, Joe Biden issued a presidential statement supporting March 31st as Trans Visibility Day in the United States. He didn't establish it as such. He just supported it and called all Americans to observe it. Now, this day has been around since 2009. It is an informally named day. It has not come about by presidential proclamation or congressional action. It is not a federal holiday. It's not a state holiday in any state. It is simply something that the trans community put together, largely because there had been a trans person killed and they were tired of this. And they were saying, let's have a day in which there's visibility and acceptance. Okay, I got to say, I'm with some of that. I do not want anybody murdered for their sexuality. In fact, I've committed myself to step in the way of violence against them. Okay, they're American citizens. They get to be here. And though I disagree with their lifestyle and understand it through the lens of traditional Christianity, that doesn't mean I want them to die or be killed or be molested or be harmed. So that's where I part with some of you. Some of you would like to see them all die, but I'm saying that is not my response. I don't think it's the proper one. So I'm with the idea that trans people shouldn't be murdered and molested, etc. Okay? At the same time, this is a day put together by a trans person in 2009, and it's an informally observed, informally recognized, informally celebrated day. What I mean by that is it doesn't have the force of government. It's a cultural thing. It's a social thing. But now, for the second time during his administration, Joe Biden has picked it up and given it the force of a presidential proclamation. And presidential reinforcement. Okay? And so now this time, the problem is that March 31st fell on Easter. That was yesterday. And so Joe Biden, who says very little about Christian themes in his proclamations. I mean, I don't know that he said anything. I don't know his administration said anything about we celebrate Easter and the great resurrection of Jesus and grateful for the majority of Americans who are Christians, etc. I don't know that he did anything like that, because that certainly didn't hit the headlines. And it might be buried in some issuing of press releases somewhere in his administration. But what got the attention and what he intended to get attention was his support for Trans Visibility Day. Well, you know, this brings me into conflict. I'm a Christian who believes I should pray for my government, support my government, obey my government, and I believe I do, except when I hit that higher speed on the highways, or I don't know what I would do that's illegal. I can't think of anything. I live my life pretty circumspectly, and I don't do illegal things, but I'm sure I break the law from time to time, especially since there are so many laws in America. I'm sure I break them. The ones I know for sure I break from time to time until I catch myself are the speeding laws. Anyway, there I am confessing all my great civic sins on the air. But what I'm saying is I try to be a good Christian in a country that does not have much respect for me and people like me. What do I mean by that? Some of you are wondering, why would you say that, Mansfield? You're not being molested in any way. No, but I am a Christian. And on the day, the one day other than Christmas Day, which is as much a cultural, you know, celebration as it is a religious celebration in America, on the one day set aside purely. And by the way, it's recognized by federal holidays. Government offices are closed down on Good Friday. Wall Street's closed down on Good Friday. So this is good. This is a recognition of the Christian roots, Christian history, and Christian majority in America. On that day, Joe Biden couldn't leave it alone. He had to overlay and support Trans Visibility Day. What does that even mean? There's not a Black Visibility Day. I can tell you as a Native American, there's not a Native American Visibility Day. I'm not sure there's any holiday in the entire calendar, except for some who are attempting to rework Columbus Day and Thanksgiving, which celebrates Native Americans. How about the nobility of our Muslim friends in the American calendar? No. You see what I'm saying. But no, yeah, Trans Visibility Day. Let's lay aside for a moment my disagreement and distrust of that lifestyle. Again, not wanting anyone to be harmed. Not only that, but this administration has sent the Vice President, Kamala Harris, for the first time in American history, a vice president or president has shown up at an abortion clinic. Now, I consider abortion. Let me give the broad caveats because I've got such a diverse audience. That's why I have to do that. I certainly understand that in some few cases, there are medical reasons to take a child in the womb. I understand that. I've had it happen amongst my friends and my family. I understand that can happen. This is not an elective abortion. This is not a convenience abortion. This is not abortion that's happening because the parents don't want that life and don't want to be pregnant. This is happening because for medical reasons, the parents grieve and weep and consult with doctors and make the best decision they can make about what needs to happen in the womb to preserve the life of the mother and to keep a real disaster from happening in the birth. In the few, I'm talking about 1% of 1%, the few situations I recognize that happens. But I am pro-life. I'm pro-life because I believe that the taking of a healthy child in an abortion is the taking of a human life, because I believe that the child in the womb does have civil rights. And I believe, as we well know, that most abortions in America are elective and what I would call vanity abortions. They have to do with not having stretch marks. They'd have to do with not having a child at a certain time in a life. They have to do with the fact that people want to have sex, but they don't want to take responsibility for a child. And what confirms this, of course, is that 63% of abortions in America are chemical abortions, meaning RU486, or the chemicals that are being debated now by our courts. You're going to hear a ruling from the Supreme Court about exactly that, probably sometime in June. And so you understand that most abortions in America are because people did not use birth control at all or properly, could have prevented a conception. I realize my Catholic friends are not with that, but nevertheless, that's an option. And not all Christians agree. And as a result, there is a child growing in the womb. By the way, in New York, you can take that child one day before it would have been born naturally. Think about that. Full-term abortion. And then we can talk about partial birth abortion. You don't want me to go too far with that. That's the body actually hanging out of the mother's body and then being crushed or cut or dismembered in some horrible way. I've seen the results. I've seen the videos. I've listened to court testimony. I've read the documents. I'm not an expert, not a medical person. I didn't get my MD on Google. I'm not claiming any specialty, just the knowledge of an informed citizen. And it's ghastly. But oh no, Kamala Harris goes to an abortion clinic and parrots the party line. Now, what I'm trying to say to my very diverse audience for this podcast is, do you understand how I might begin to understand or perceive that my government is declaring war on me? My government is opposing what I believe. My government is saying, we don't like Stephen Mansfield. We don't like what Stephen Mansfield believes. We don't like what Stephen Mansfield practices. We don't like his church. We don't like his faith. We don't like his symbols. We don't like his beliefs about public policy. In fact, we're rather suspect of him. And he, if he opens his mouth or speaks too broadly, he might just be prosecuted for what he believes because he is questioning the rights of other American citizens. And this is what's happening in our society. So I'm not some empty-headed fool. I'm aware that Trans Visibility Day has been happening since 2009. I'm aware that it's the desire of the trans community to maybe protect themselves a bit and celebrate their quote-unquote happy lives. That's an exact quote from their documents. Okay. And I take this at the level, I'm not trying to be insulting at all, I take this at the same level that I might declare for myself Stephen Mansfield Day. And if, let's make up a number, let's say 5,000 people think there ought to be a Stephen Mansfield Day. Of course, that's absurd. Let's just say we have Stephen Mansfield Day. They can observe it. They can even suggest it to their state legislatures if they want to. Of course, no state legislature is going to approve that. The point is that it's still a day. And all Stephen Mansfield fans in the world can observe Stephen Mansfield Day, if by nothing else, thinking he's unbelievably vain. My point is that that's the level at which this day has existed since 2009. In fact, some presidents in both parties have ignored it and have not even publicly stated anything regarding it because it's a cultural phenomenon. It's a snowball growing in the trans community. It might be mentioned by a star somewhere. It might be on some people's calendars, given how diverse our calendars can be these days with all of our devices and digital calendars and what have you. However, the point is that it's at that level of officialdom, that level of influence, that level of authority. And you can celebrate it or not. There, every day of the year, if you look at the right calendar or search for it online, you will find there's some designation to that day. In fact, there are over 140 sexual preference days recognized by somebody in America. Over 140. You can go online and actually look at the list. Some of them may be some states recognize, and some of them may be a president has said, hey, that's a good idea, or that kind of thing. There's Pride Month in America. There's lots of time devoted to sexual preference lifestyles and their protection and even their priority in American society. I never will forget the day that I was called by a friend in the Vatican who said, well, guess what? The American embassy is flying the Pride flag here on Vatican grounds. That's just the U.S. government sticking it to the values of another nation, because the Vatican is a nation in the world. Ridiculous. Nevertheless, my point is that I want all of you listening to understand that I certainly accept that I am personally a fairly privileged person, but I'm using myself as an example. That I look up at my government and I see the White House of my nation lit up in the colors of the gay flag, and I see Trans Visibility Day supported by the American president for the second time. This is the same man who said trans people were the soul of America. That's a quote, the soul of America. I see my government sending the vice president to an abortion clinic. I see it's a silly thing, but in the Easter egg hunt held on the White House grounds, that there's a ban on religious symbols. It's been there for decades. Please don't think I don't know the history. But the point is that no religious symbols, very much questioned, very much in doubt. I see all of this. And what I begin to conclude is my government's not here to protect me. My government's not here to recognize my faith, which, by the way, is a faith that's been in existence since the first settlers. It's just traditional Christianity, for heaven's sakes. Nothing new, nothing innovative. It's just what people have believed for thousands of years. So how is it my government feels to me like it's declaring war on me? Why is it that Easter Sunday, one of the few days in the American civil calendar in which Christianity is honored, it's our highest holy day because it's the day in which we remember, we don't think that's the day on which it actually happened, but the day in which we remember that Jesus came out of the tomb and celebrated in our churches. Why does that day, a Sunday no less, need to be the day of trans visibility. As though trans people don't have enough visibility, there's a trans admiral in the public health department in the government in Washington. Tell me what's lacking in terms of trans visibility that you have to shout that louder than the themes of Easter. And so, not being an insecure guy and not looking for a fight with my government, in fact, quite willing to serve my government, should I ever be asked, and I've said that to some significant people, the day comes, you need me, Middle East affairs, you need, beyond just the advising that I do and the events that I help with in D.C., you need me to actually serve in government in some place where I can make a difference, I'll seriously consider it. I'm willing to serve even this government. But the point nevertheless is that my government seems to be increasingly seeing me as an enemy. What I believe, what I care about, and what I celebrate. And I want to know why. And you know the oddball thing is? Joe Biden's a Roman Catholic. On these social issues, we should be aligned. But no. He will make much of going to Mass on Easter Sunday morning, as he did. He's Catholic. But he will not hold with me and, in fact, speak ill of me, not personally, I'm just speaking of my values, for believing the things that I do. Am I to be banned? Am I to be killed? Am I to be silenced? Am I to be imprisoned? Why is my government declaring war on what I believe rather than maintaining the neutrality and rule of law that guarantees freedom? We've got to ask ourselves this question. So I would like my liberal friends in Australia and my labor friends in England and my green friends in Germany and my Democrat friends in the United States and on and on and on. I'm so glad you listen, but let me bitch for a minute because my government is going out of its way to say the simple traditional faith that Stephen Mansfield maintains is increasingly in the way of an agenda. And I didn't make that up.
Stephen Mansfield is a New York Times bestselling author, a popular global speaker, and senior fellow for public leadership at Palm Beach Atlantic University. His groundbreaking books on faith and society include The Faith of George W. Bush, The Search for God in Guinness, Mansfield's Book of Manly Men, and Lincoln's Battle with God. Learn more at StephenMansfield.tv.